It was a crisp October day in Cedarwood Drive, and a 2-year-old girl was standing on a high stool in front of a huge picture window. She was watching the leaves fall, studying the patterns they made as they swirled their way through the air. Her eyes followed them until her gaze was caught by a single yellow leaf, almost exactly the shape of a hand. She watched it as it swooped down into the yard, and then sailed up high over the fence and across the street. She watched as it danced up and down in the breeze, and then slapped flat onto the windshield of a passing truck. The truck pulled up in front of Mr. Pinkerton's gray clapboard house. The driver climbed out, walked up the path, and knocked on the door. Mr. Pinkerton stepped out onto the porch, and the driver produced a map. The two men struck up a conversation. Exactly 1 minute later, an elegant woman turned the corner, carrying a large green picnic basket. With a glance to the house and the slightest nod from the driver, the woman slipped out of her heels, scooped them up, and nimbly scaled Mr. Pinkerton's fence. Mr. Pinkerton was busy studying the map and noticed nothing. The child saw everything. 45 seconds passed, and the woman reappeared. She was carrying the same basket, but it looked much heavier than before, and its contents seemed to be moving. The little girl attempted to grab her parents' attention, but since her use of language was still limited, she could not get them to understand. She watched as the woman pushed her feet back into her black shoes, walked to the rear of the truck, and out of view. Mr. Pinkerton chatted on. The girl jumped up and down, pointing at the window. Her parents, sensing she might be eager for a walk, went to put on their coats. The child drew a truck on her chalkboard. Her father smiled and patted her on the head. Meanwhile, the driver folded his map, thanked Mr. Pinkerton, and turned into his vehicle, waving to him as he drove off. The yellow hand-shaped leaf fluttered to the ground. The woman, now minus the picnic basket, walked on by. She had a fresh scarlet scratch on her left cheek. The child spelled out the truck's license plate with her alphabet blocks. Her mother tidied them away and dressed her in a red woolen bobble hat and matching mittens. The family left the house and strolled down Cedarwood Drive. When they reached the gray clapboard house, the little girl paused to pick up the yellow leaf, and there, underneath it, found a small tin badge embossed with the symbol of something. What was it? A sudden cry shook the stillness of Cedarwood Drive. A cry that cut right through the heart of the child. She gripped the badge tightly and felt the pin dig into her palm. The neighbors came spilling out onto the street to find a kindly Mr. Pinkerton doubled up in grief. Despite the best efforts of the Twinford Crime Investigation Squad, a search, which continued for 16 weeks, Mr. Pinkerton's prize-winning Pekingese dog was never seen again. It was on that October day that the little girl resolved to dispense with the toddler talk and brush up on her language skills. More importantly, that was the day she set her sights on becoming a detective. The little girl was Ruby Redford.